by. Good day and welcome to the IBM Tivoli Americas Pipeline Building Conference Series. The topic for today is Mainframe Security, the Enterprise Security Hub. Today's conference is being recorded. And at this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Kevin Williams. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Sarah. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. For those of you that went to Pulse, welcome back. We are going to talk about security on the mainframe this morning. On the line with me today is Glenda Cummings, our Senior Product Manager for zSecure and our mainframe tools. And we're going to jump into two pitches this morning. The link that was sent out with the email actually has two links in it. And we are going to start. If you go to that link, you'll see that one of them says slide deck two. We're going to start with that pitch this morning. That is around the Enterprise Security Hub, and then we will go into the pitch on zSecure after that. So first off, I just want to keep a couple things in your mind is, one, don't be afraid of the mainframe. If you've never sold to the mainframe, it's actually much easier than you think, especially when you're talking about zSecure and some of the tools that we're talking about today. And I think that once you hear Glenda's pitch, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And then after she's done, we'll open the call up for some questions and answers. You'll need to go out and make some calls. Today's President's Day, so in some places businesses are closed, so you'll have to make your calls later on in the week. But by the end of the week, you'll need to fill out your form and send it in to David Dimston, like always, and we'll go from there. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Glenda to take us through the first pitch. Glenda, it's all yours.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Now, I'm going to start with the one that, like you said, it says the second deck. And just so you make sure that you have the right one, it's actually the one that says Mainframe Enterprise Security Hub. Okay? Now, I'm going to go to slide two, why sell mainframe security solutions? Well, it's pretty easy nowadays because a lot of the attention from the audit and compliance side has been on the distributed environment for about the last 5 years. Well, what's coming up now is auditors are being forced to concentrate on the mainframe environments as well. And at the same time, the mainframe environment runs about 90 to 80% of the corporate data in most organizations that have a mainframe. The Tivoli security software for the mainframe provides an additional level of protection for the enterprise with solutions from identity and access management, audit, and compliance. And the products, they'll bring real value to you and your customer. For instance, deals with one of the products within the enterprise security hub is zSecure. And those products range, the deals range from about $50K to the very lowest end to over $1 million. And zSecure product sales that included deals in excess of $6 million. Now, a lot of times these deals were in conjunction with one of the other mainframe security products that IBM has. And we'll get to that when we get to the second deck. The zSecure products can help your customers extend beyond the mundane activities that they have to do with administration, as well as TAM on Z, FIM on Z, TAM EB on Z, and TKLM on Z. The client success with the Tivoli mainframe products can lead to cross sales and upsells opportunities across the Tivoli portfolio, even into the distributed environment. Leveraging a strong security-centric mainframe hub to extend out to the distributed environment. And upsell opportunities can include other mainframe security solutions that I talked about. And we have the most comprehensive and proven set of products that exist on the mainframe that our customers and you can count on. Now, the key word in this is, from a competitive standpoint, we have the proven and most comprehensive products that exist on the mainframe. A lot of times you'll run through competitors that have mainframe products, but the actual part that's mainframe is only an agent that talks back to a distributed environment. Now, this includes CA, and sometimes you may hear about BMC for mainframe security, and they're even further behind than CA is. But let's go to the next slide, number three. What are the key problems that we're solving? Well, companies must find ways to ensure compliance to regulations even when dealing with constraints. And in this day and time, that constraints is mostly financial. And they must do this in a way that is cost-effective and repeatable and sustainable. Identity and access management solutions help the customers streamline and standardize their administrative processes. Now, when you standardize your administrative processes, what it does is it results in a cost savings and also improves the service level for user provisioning and enhances security controls over identities and access rights. So when you're visiting with your customer, such as the CSO, the CISO, or even the CIO, there's some questions that you can use to gain insight into what their mainframe security issues may be. Some of those questions can you prove today your regulatory compliance, and does it meet your needs? Now, remember, a lot of times the mainframe was kind of given a once-over when it came time to regulatory compliance, because auditors were spending most of their time on the distributed environment. But now with the new focus on the mainframe, the compliance mandates that they also look at everything in the environment. So you could ask the question, too, of do you need to report, monitor, or access on compliance with regulatory mandates? PCI, as an example, has some very specific mainframe requirements that have to be done. What you can ask your customer, what was the last time that your company had an audit, and what was the impact on terms of work disruption, time and cost? Time and cost are big factors. So if we can introduce the mainframe security hub and introduce the products in there to reduce the amount of time that a customer has to spend, then it will reduce the cost of having to do an audit as well as the disruption of the work. Some of the other things is, do you need to enhance the audit reporting and administrative capabilities of your security system? Are your security initiatives disjointed? In other words, they don't talk to each other. One pillar of security isn't talking to the other pillar of security. How much of your IT budget are you spending on mainframe security? Now, this could be a sticky point, asking about budget, because a lot of times they won't be able to break out exactly what is mainframe. But it's a good question to ask, because then you know just how important the mainframe security is to the person that you're talking to. And how long does it take to implement major security policy changes across the company? Would you like to do a better job? Now, some of the key phrases to listen to when you're having a discussion are things like, auditing and compliance and administration. And, you know, when you're talking to somebody about the mainframe, one of the things they might tell you is the fact that, our mainframe people are coming of age. They're thinking about retiring, maybe not right as soon as they were before because of the economy right now, but they are thinking about retiring. And in fact, several people probably have retired in the last couple of years and left the existing mainframe people holding the bag because maybe they have in-house written tools that are out of date and not up to date with what's going on in the mainframe as far as security. Excuse me a minute. So, as an example, I was talking to a CSO at a meeting, and I was asking questions much like the ones I just spoke about. And he was saying that one of his concerns was his mainframe security, because it was established years ago, and he was wondering if it would even meet the current compliance requirements. And his biggest thing was, how was he going to find out? And how much time was it going to take to do this? And what he really wanted was to be able to have repetitive and sustainable audit reporting, something he could do every year. Some of the phrases that I picked up in my conversation with him was mainframe security and compliance, auditing and reporting. And he had a concern about how far back or how secure his mainframe really was. So our mainframe as a security hub really played right into his backyard and what he was looking for. Now, this method will work for any industry and any buyer. It could be health, it could be financial, it could be manufacturing, it could be telecom, and it works in every one of those types of businesses. And don't forget to include your influencers that we have in the conversations. And those influencers are people such as the auditors, the security management, and the system integrators or business partners. They can be very handy when trying to find out what's going on in an environment that maybe even the CIO doesn't know, or the CSO, or people on the executive level. Now, one of the things is that security on the mainframe has been a subject matter of importance to a lot of boards, and executives are going to have to answer to that soon. And I think actually the year of 2009 is going to be that year. Now, let's go to slide 4. Now, derived from the security framework, IBM and Tivoli do provide a holistic approach for the end-to-end security. And we'll look at this slide that looks something like this in the next presentation. But as you see, I've pointed out areas in which Tivoli products play in each one of these themes, in each one of the little boxes that you see on this slide. You know, the TKLM, the Z-Secure, and the TEM on Z, the TEM for Linux on System Z as well. Now, let's go to slide number 5. And let's talk about some of the benefits of the Enterprise Security Hub. Customers can achieve a more mature enterprise security program through actually improved visibility into what their risks are and what their compliance posture is. And if they can see it, then they can fix it. And if they can fix it, then it's going to provide them with being able to enable more effective control over their sensitive business assets. And at the same time, the automation enabled by our Tivoli mainframe security solutions drives such a much greater efficiency in the identification and the fixing of all of these vulnerabilities. So why is the mainframe solution the solution for your customers as the Enterprise Security Hub? Well, ZOS is known for running mission-critical workloads, so it does require a focused amount of security investment. It's been around forever. We've got customers who have had mainframes for 20, 25, 30 years. It's a mature, there's a lot of mature mainframe policies and controls that exist in the mainframe environment that can be leveraged across the distributed environment as well. It offers a superb auditing for operations performed, and as the hub, the ability to extend the auditing across all of the enterprise operations. Cost in summarization for the Enterprise Security Hub, the benefits for making the mainframe an Enterprise Security Hub is you can articulate 4 important, very important categories to your customers and things for you to remember, and that is cost reduction, risk containment, enhanced compliance, and improvements in security management. Now, cost reductions are realized through the standardized and streamlined security administration and access control, a single point of control, and enhanced audit capabilities do provide the tools necessary to contain risk. Automated audit and compliance reporting together with the comprehensive security policies and enforcement provide the customer with higher levels of compliance and greater ability to demonstrate compliance. Does anyone have any questions so far?
Sarah, if you want to see if anybody has any quick questions before we go on to the next section.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, that is star one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a moment.
While everybody's thinking about that, one question you can ask your C-level executive when you get that meeting is something that's going to be different than your competitors are going to ask. Just ask them if they've considered putting their security enterprise hub on the mainframe. That's going to be a different question than your competitors are going to ask simply because their tools just don't work on the mainframe.
And we have no questions in the queue at this time.
Okay, why don't we switch over to the Z-Secure presentation?
Okay, and in the Z-Secure presentation, I'm going to be talking about a couple of the other products that might be that are important for you to remember to put in when you're discussing the mainframe, okay? So let's start with slide number one. Let me make sure that I have the right one opened up. I'll give everybody a minute to open it up. Okay. Okay, I'm not gonna, the, the prospecting day. Now, what we have here is, this is the agenda. We're going to talk about Z-Secure, customers to target, objection handling, which is very important, sales contest links, and how to order, because if you haven't actually worked with mainframe products before, then you probably want to know how it's ordered. A couple of the Z facts for you to keep under your hat and for you to remember is that 80% of corporate data still remains on the mainframe. Major corporations still have the corporate data. However, sometimes in the distributed world is when the processing is done and then uploaded to the mainframe for the final processing. And 66% of the U.S. retail bank business runs all their transactions on the mainframe, 25% of the top worldwide banks, and then, of course, 64% of the Fortune 500 and 45% of the Fortune 1000 all still have mainframes and still use it consistently across their environment. So let's go and let's talk about some of the products on the mainframe. And let's talk about Z-Secure. Z-Secure actually plays two parts in the mainframe environment. It plays the part of administration, provisioning, access management for RACF. Oh, and let me step back just a moment. There are, for those who are not familiar with the mainframe security environment, there are basically three mainframe security products. The three mainframe security products are RACF by IBM, and then CA has two, ACF2 and Top Secret. Now, the mainframe requires, now, the ZOS operating system, which is what the operating system is for the mainframe, it requires one of these three security products to be present and running. It will not run without a security package. One of those three. What's happened, though, in the environment is that there's been years without anybody going in and looking to see who has access and maybe cleaning up what access is out there. So, and I'm going to specifically talk about RACF right now, and then I'll talk about Top Secret and ACF2 later. These are some of the factors on why Z-Secure is very important to the mainframe environment. Let's look at the third one where we say no built-in tools in ZOS. It's very important to remember that because there are no built-in tools, that a lot of organizations actually created their own. They wrote many, many scripts, many, many Rex reports to get by on a day-to-day basis because of the complexity of providing security in a ZOS environment. So it's very important to remember that this is one of the key factors why ZSecure seems to be and is very important to customers. Being able to centralize key management too, being able to have solutions that that can get the auditor out of the security person's face. There's such a non-friendly relationship in organizations between the security departments and the audit departments. And it's looked upon that way mainly because the auditors put an extra load of work on security administrators or even security managers and people along those lines that are responsible for security for an entire corporation. Because then when the auditors come in, it takes away from their time of being able to monitor what's going on in the system, even if they are using homegrown tools. So these six items that I've got listed on your screen are the things that are they're very important to keep in mind on what ZSecure does and some of the problems that ZSecure actually solves. Let's go to the next slide, which would be number five. So what do you do? Well, the first thing that you know is that you, for ZSecure, you have to know who your customers are going to be, who your RACF customers are. And each one of the geo leaders was sent a list of all of the RACF customers in your geo. Plus, they were the list includes, in a separate section, includes all of the non-RACF customers. Now, it's important to know who the non-RACF customers are because ZSecure also has tools for, remember I said there was ACF2 and Top Secret? Well, we have the ZSecure Audit and the ZSecure Alert for ACF2, and we have the ZSecure Audit for Top Secret. So we do have tools for the non-RACF users, but about 85 to 86% of the ZOS environments that are out there, about 85 to 86% of them run RACF. So the smaller amount would be the ones that are running ACF2 and Top Secret. So when you create a plan to engage your RACF customer, you know, in, we talked about in the first one some of the questions you should ask or that you could ask and figure out what some of the worries are around RACF administration, if you want to talk about the administration side, badly non-compliant systems, recently failed security audits. Those are probably the three key hot buttons that we found out in the environment, out in the ZOS environment, and it all comes down to those three things. Refine the base ZSecure demo that's available out there to be able to address specific customer compliance complaints that they may have. And also, since we do have demos out there, we have self-running demos that you can put on your machine. We have sites that have the demo, the actual ZSecure products running. Our SMPO group can do demos for you. And I guess, is this just the U.S., Kevin?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
And Canada.
And Canada. But if you run into a problem with getting assistance from SMPO, then let me know because we do have people over in the UK that also have the products running and will be glad to do demos for you as well. Now, engage your non-RACF customers because, believe me, they've got the same problems. They're still worried about administration. They're still worried about being non-compliant, and a lot of them have actually failed audits. And, you know, sometimes they don't want to talk about those failed audits. They'll just say they want to improve their auditing capability. So ZSecure takes away the pain of the traditional RAC-F as well as the traditional auditing that needs to be done for top secret and ACF2. So one of the things, too, is if you run into a customer who has top secret and ACF2, don't be afraid to approach the subject of migrating them from ACF2 and top secret to RAC-F. And if you run into those customers, we have plenty of people to help you. And you can always send me an email on that as well. And all some of the upsell capabilities that you can have when you're engaging both non-customers, non-RAC-F customers as well as RAC-F customers that I mentioned before, is the upsell of TKLM, the TSIM, and the TSIEM. Now, we do have what we call Z-Secure enablers so that we can feed information to TSIM. TSIM is the Compliance Insight Manager, and being able to feed information so that they can get a full report when they want to do a SOX report or a HIPAA report or regulatory-type reports that can be done out of TSIM.
But Glenda, that's actually a very key point for everybody on the phone to understand, is that we can actually take care of compliance across the enterprise. That is different than anybody else in the market.
That is true, Kevin. A lot, even CA doesn't have anything to actually feed out in comparison to what Compliance Insight Manager can provide from the mainframe. And we have enablers that include ZOS, RAC-F, Top Secret, ACF2, DB2, and the list is growing with each new release that we do of Z-Secure. So let's go to slide number 6. What to do again? Well, you can insert Z-Secure or even TIM for Linux on System Z and TAMEV on Linux for System Z, FIM on Linux for System Z, as well as the ZOS versions of those into just about any deal and customer that you're working with who has a System Z. So go after CA and go after Vanguard customers, but be kind of careful when you approach these people because these people bought their existing product for a reason. So what you have to do is what you need to do is find the key points within that organization that would entice them to move off of their current products. Remember, CA does not have products for the administration of RAC-F. They only have products that compete against Z-Secure Audit, and basically that's it. And their product for Z-Secure Audit, just so you know, is a product called CA Auditor. Or when you come into some organizations, they will refer to it as CA Examine. So that would be your competitor against Z-Secure Audit. Now, Vanguard does have a whole suite of products that that do compete against the Z-Secure products, all except they do not have anything that competes against our Z-Secure Manager for RAC-F ZVM, which is another operating system that sits on System Z. Now, you can go after every ZOS customer, and we have products for all of them, so don't shy away when you hear that they don't have RAC-F. And if you need any assistance on talking to a customer or information that you want about the CA products, you can just give me a call or you can send me an email. Let's go to slide number 7. And let's talk about some of the success that we've had worldwide with Z-Secure. As of December 2008, we have increased our customer base for Z-Secure by more than 100%. It's actually about 156-157% that we've increased our Z-Secure customer base. So it is becoming very successful worldwide and in all of the geos. We have references out there. We have Aviva. We have Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. And we have LSU. And there are some other references out there that don't mind talking to customers But we have to work through the salespeople, the other salespeople on those, because they don't actually want to be on the website, but they don't mind talking to customers. We've had a lot of competitive wins against Vanguard in the past year. About 26% of our new customers were actually takeouts. All right, let's look at the next slide, which is the win story for Aviva. And they actually increased their Z-Secure portfolio this last year. Here it only mentions a couple of things that they've done, but now they've also gotten audit for RACF. They've increased their capabilities with ACF2, where they only had audit. Now they've also got alert. So they found a value in it, as well as being able to prove an ROI response back to their management on the value of the products. It reduced the amount of time they had to spend with auditors tremendously, enough to where that they could actually do some auditing themselves and be able to fix things where they hadn't had that visibility and that capability before without having to spend an awful lot of time on it. So there's a lot more on the website under references on this particular one and the other one as well. So when you get a chance, go in and read them and use them too. Let's go to slide number 9. And I'm going to summarize the Z-Secure Suite for you. Here's some of the key features both in the administration part and the audit part, where Z-Secure Admin can enhance user management. Visual is our Windows-based GUI for doing administration with Z-Secure Admin is the underlying product. We have CICS Toolkit, which is for RACF administration, and it has some API functions so that you can use Z-Secure to do security administration for applications that don't necessarily integrate or interface with RACF. Then in the audit, then we have our other product, which is our Z-Secure Manager for RACF CVM, which is a combination of being able to do administration and audit for RACF on the ZVM environment. The audit and monitoring compliance section is three products in that area. One is the audit, which provides detection and analysis and reporting of not just RACF, but also the operating system that RACF sits on top of. When someone puts in a System Z environment, they get to pick a lot of options for system configuration and how System Z is going to think. Sometimes changing those options will change the entire security focus in an environment. So Z-Secure Audit also does status audits on those configurations and reports when anything has been changed. And then, of course, using Alert, which provides the capability to send alerting either through PDA or phone or mail or something along those lines when something has changed. And then, of course, the last one is our Command Verifier. Command Verifier has been the number one in the market for a long time when it comes to providing security for and guidelines and policies for RACF commands that are used to do administration, such as a simple changing a password or creating a user or anything along those lines. We do have a competitor in this market now, only one, and it is Vanguard. They have a new product that they came out with GA in late October, early November of last year. It is unproven in the market, and I actually only know of one customer who has it, and that happens to have been their beta customer. Now, over to the right of that, there's some benefits, a summary of benefits for you. Reducing the administration time, effort, and remember cost. Cost is very important in organizations now, more so than ever for the mainframe, because a lot of times the mainframe cost was just there. Nobody really paid attention to it. But now, because of the financial environment that we're all facing and that all corporations are facing, saving money is, no matter what it is and what area it is very important. And that's one of the things that the Z-Secure Suite definitely does. And then the audit and monitoring and compliance helps to helps them to pass the audits, you know, a lot easier than they used to in the past. And they can actually prove that what their security posture is and save time and cost through that improvement of security and incident handling. Remember cost again, reducing errors, ensuring that what you show the auditor is correct and reducing errors and being able to do it in a more efficient time frame. Okay, let's go to slide number 10. Now, this slide kind of gives you just some simple statements to be made for each one of the products. If you don't remember anything else about the products, remember these statements, because these will be, if you remember these when you're talking to a customer, certain things that they say, you'll remember, oh, wait, we've got a product for that. You know, so these are just some simple statements on each one. We'll start at the top one, audit. Compliance and audit solution that enables you to automatically analyze and report on security events and detect security exposures. And then you have alert, which is a real-time mainframe threat monitoring, allowing you to monitor intruders and identify misconfigurations that could hamper your compliance efforts. Then you have Command Verifier, policy enforcement solution that enforces compliance to company and regulatory policies by preventing erroneous commands. Now, let me say something on this one. A security administrator can do just about anything in an environment, change the security any way he wants. And unless you have policies to control that, it's really not detected until someone does an audit. And it would take a very, very precise audit to be able to find some of the things that administrators have done that do not meet policies within an environment. And that's one of the reasons why remembering this one thing about Command Verifier. Then going all around the circle, CICS Toolkit allows you to perform mainframe administration tasks from a CICS environment and freeing up the native RACF resources. This is really good in decentralized security environments where they've kind of divided up security user provisioning or password resets or things along those lines out to the business functions. Visual reduces the need for scarce RACF-trained expertise through a Microsoft Windows-based GUI for RACF administration, another tool that's excellent for decentralized administration where they've moved it out to the business functional areas. Then you have Admin, enables more efficient and effective security administration using significantly less resources. Less resources means less money. And then the last one, Z-Secure Manager for RACF CVM, combined with audit and administration for RACF in the ZVM environment. Now, your target audience. 90% of the time, it's a data center manager or a CSO, Chief Security Officer. Or they could be called a CISO, which is a Chief Information Security Officer. They own the mainframe. They know it. The technical staff really does love Z-Secure once they get it in and you get them to stop using their internally written tools that they've got. It also provides SOCs and PCI data for the audits. And when it's not the data center manager, 10% of the time, it's going to be the corporate governance or the CXO or the auditor or someone who's responsible for audits in a way. And, you know, believe it or not, we have had a couple of deals closed. And the reason why I put this on here, a couple of deals closed over in the UK or over in Europe, not the UK, over in Europe, where the HR management has actually been a push behind getting Z-Secure because of the automation capabilities that it has. And because they know that they needed to also manage the size and the type of the mainframe staff. So, but by the way, this is something that you probably shouldn't mention to the data center staff. Okay, let's go to the next slide. customer identification. Customers who use RACF on ZOS or ZVM, those are probably going to be your first in line. Those customers who have top secret or ACF2, and the customers who have ACF2 and top secret could also be interested in migrating to RACF. You have a list of the customers also that have the Z-Secure products. There are very, very, very few customers who have all of the Z-Secure suite. Maybe they only have admin because that was what they were interested in at that point. Maybe they only have audit, or maybe they have audit and admin. It's a great upsell for the rest of the security suite. So even though you run into a customer who says, oh, I have Z-Secure, what you need to do is verify what part of Z-Secure they have, because very few have all of them, and you could interest them in upselling any of the other Z-Secure products that are there. Now, I put into a slide some of the qualifying questions that you might ask for compliance. We went over a few of these in the last presentation, so I'm not going to go over them here. But remember to talk to the CIO, the CSO, or the CXO, and don't forget your IT auditing, and don't forget your system integrators and your business partners. Some of the questions that you might want to ask about administration, and we went over those a while ago, but here's a list of them. You know, how much is there more work for your Z security people but no additional headcount for the staff? You know, most organizations are doing more with less theory. Would you like to do a better job of managing security? So when you get across to those, you want to talk to the security administrators and the budget holders. And you want to interest in Z security as well as audit and things along those lines, okay? Market and competitors, I already talked about this a little bit. Here's some of the little niche competitors that you may run across. Vanguard is U.S.-based. Then we have Beta 88, which is very popular in Germany and Brazil. We have CA, and remember I said their competitive product is Auditor. Although they do have the other two security products. You may run into JME Software. They sell really, really cheap, and what they have is strictly auditing type for RACF reports. They don't go outside of that. Contact the TCA group or the Tivoli Compliance Action Team, and they have up-to-date competitive information. If you don't get what you need, then let me know. Now, how to handle objections. My administrators already have developed scripts, okay? So if they've already developed scripts, what do you tell them? What you want to be able to tell them is that the scripts are probably outdated, that they don't have the manpower to keep them up to date. Another objection is my administrators use either Vanguard or Beta 88 for mainframe security administration. And that may be true, but what you need to do is how happy are they with what they've got, because we do have more capability in our products than what Vanguard has. If they're satisfied with one, remember if they have Vanguard using Vanguard for administration, you can still sell them Command Verifier, because Command Verifier is dependent on RACF. It's not dependent upon where the actual commands come from. Let's see. Objection three, we have distributed tools for identity and access management. Yeah, they may have, but what happens is those are good tools, but do they do all of the levels of administration that's necessary for a RACF environment? Because RACF is complex. And even if you're talking about our own tools, it does the distributed TIM and TAM and FIM don't do all of the security processing that needs to be done. And then they say one of the other objections is we use ACF2 or top secret. Well, we've got tools for those, so don't walk away from those. Now let's go to the summary slide for ZSecure, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about, remind you of the other products that we have on the mainframe. Tivoli security offerings for System Z address not only audit, but they also address administration. And it does it along with our entire management for Enterprise Security Hub. The ZSecure Suite does enhance the mainframe security, and we do provide end-to-end security type of management because we have the ZSecure Suite, which also feeds TSIEM, as well as we have the Tivoli Identity Manager for ZOS and the Tivoli Identity Manager for Linux on System Z. We have the Federated Identity Management on Z, and we have the Federated Identity Management for Linux on System Z. We have TAM-EB, and we also have TKLM in March for ZOS. Now, those are your upsell products, or those are your also areas in which you can upsell ZSecure into. If you know what Identity Manager does and you know what Federated Identity Manager does, don't walk away from them on the mainframe because they do exactly the same thing on the mainframe for mainframe security. So don't walk away from those. Now, the selling cycle is about 90 days. The highest deal so far in 2008 was about $6 million. The average deal runs about $180,000. And remember our strong cross-sell and upsell opportunities and the opportunity for additional service revenue. Although the ZSecure products and TIM and TAM and FIM are excellent products and easy to implement themselves, sometimes there's a lot of customization that could be done to make the product even more valuable to the customer. So don't forget the service revenue. And please don't forget education. Last year, the issue was that we had several customers who needed education on the products, and they weren't sold education to begin with. So if you can, and if they don't balk at it, remember your education, but also remember services as well. Okay, any questions?
And once again, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question. We do have a question in the queue from Mike Riley.
Yeah, Mike Riley here. Thank you for this presentation today. I wanted to ask about the enhancements that ZSecure provides to a RACF customer. And I got the impression that it does bring additional security value in addition to administration value.
Yes, that is correct, as well as audit and compliance value.
Right.
Don't forget that one. Did you want me to explain on those two a little bit?
I don't know if we have time to go into detail. I can always check with you later, but I was just wondering, I'm looking at the ZSecure wheel.
Yes.
And I was wondering, of course, it's obvious that some of these are administrative-focused and then audit-focused, but I was wondering, like, for the alert or whatever you want to comment, which ones really are incremental value besides, so we just don't concentrate on making RACF easier to use. There really is incremental value potentially.
Oh, definitely. When you look at that wheel and the little comments that are made, it was mainly to point out which areas little keywords for you to talk about when you talk about each one of those. But it does add significant value because doing administration for security can be very complex. And the simpler you make it and the easier you make it where they can review what they've done, then it does reduce that complexity, which also means that less human errors will be made. And human errors are one of the biggest points in doing administration. People don't want to make an error and cause a security issue. It just happens. You know, so it actually simplifies the administration, but it also adds some level of enticing people to do administration, doing it through a repeatable and a sustainable type of environment. And remember, the screens are customizable, so you can actually only give a person what you want them to be able to do administration for. So it does add granularity to the already granular capabilities that are in RecF, and it adds another level of granularity on what you want to allow people to do administration to, for, and who.
Great. I had one other follow-up regarding the size of an environment. Is there any relationship between how many MIPS or MSUs are on the floor versus them being a better or not as good of a prospect, or bigger is always better?
Well, you know, bigger is always more money, but we've also found that in the smaller, even medium-sized shops, that Z-Secure is very valuable to them because, one, you know, maybe they do dual jobs because it is a small shop. So they want to be able to simplify how they do security and simplify how they can get reports and create a better secure environment. And that's what Z-Secure gives the smaller corporations as well as the large corporations.
Okay, so there's not necessarily a sweet spot. It just could be any size
based
on their need. Okay,
thank
you.
That's a very good point. Very, very good point. It could be any size customer.
Good, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Jeff Kronberg.
Yeah, I just was curious. We talked about the potential of rip and replace as part of an overall strategy, and was wondering if there are any competitive takeout incentives to assist with that.
I don't know. My end, I don't know. Kevin may know.
Yeah, there is a competitive incentive for Vanguard.
What about for replacing Top Secret and ACF2 with RecF?
That I don't know about.
Let us check on that one, okay? I know there was. I'm just not sure what there is for 2009.
Okay.
And again, that is star one for questions. Our next question comes from Veronica Malone.
Oh, hi. I am going to actually jump back to the first person's questions and just add on to this to make sure I'm perfectly clear in terms of the Z-Secure suite in the area of audit monitoring and compliance. My reaction to this was, does this mean that there are holes in RACF security that this will actually address, or is it, as you said, just added levels of security? Not just, but...
I I'll clarify this. The security package that they put in, whether it be Top Secret ACF2 or RACF, is only as strong as how they have defined it and implemented security.
Okay.
Now, if you define RecF and ACF2 and Top Secret, but if you define them correctly and take full advantage of every capability, and by the way, there's probably very few people that have done that, but take advantage of every capability within RecF, then it's very secure. But remember, it's only as secure as the people who have done administration and the people who have chosen the proper configuration for RACF. So what the Z-Secure does is it simplifies that administration capability so that it is consistent and so that you can control naming standards and enforce password policies and things like that in the environment. But it gives the capability of going out and auditing all of that to make sure that, one, how RACF was configured. In other words, doing a status audit and finding out how it was configured and if that changes, as well as being able to provide audits for access, being able to, there's a section within the Z-Secure audit that says run this and go out and find what all your vulnerabilities are. And it'll come back and it'll rate those by priority where it finds holes in the environment. And that would be holes in the environment in which how it was set up or how administration has been done over the years.
I see. Okay. I have another question, and we can take this offline if that's what you suggest. I have a customer who's getting ready to replace ACF2 with RACF, and SMPO is helping with that, and they also have asked for some services on admin, audit, and visual from ZSecure. Okay, so my question is, is there anywhere that I can find best practices that I can start passing along to them on these products, you know, regarding everything that they're doing? First of all, they're going to, you know, address the RACF replacement first and then lay down the other three products or four products. But do you have any, is there any place on either Extreme Leverage or within your stack of tools for best practices for doing this?
There is a Red Book that was published back, it was either August or September.
Okay.
If you would like to send me an email, I'll be glad to send you the link to it.
Cool. I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay.
And again, that is star one for questions. And our next question comes from Carl Hovey.
Hi.
Hi, Carl.
I just wanted to make a comment on the previous question. A lot of the value of what ZSecure provides and also TSIM for ZOS provides is in making data available to people who are not technical gurus on ZOS. So if you're prospecting for ZSecure or TSIM opportunities and you're talking to someone who's a ZOS guru, the good thing about talking to that person is that they'll understand what ZSecure provides. That ZOS guru, however, doesn't really need your product. The person who needs the product are people who are less technical. They might be business owners of a certain mission within your customer. They might be people in a group called an IT risk management group, which typically is not populated with technical experts. They're the people who really need this information, the people who might have the responsibility to sign off for the business that a certain piece of data is being properly secured or that correct processes are put in place for that mainframe data to see that it's secure. So in some cases, when you go looking for these ZSecure opportunities, the ZOS experts may help you. They might not help you. To strengthen the value proposition you're putting in front of them, you want to find the people who really need the utility that these products provide. And ideally, they're people who need to see the security and attest to the security of stuff that's running under ZOS but are not technical experts. They're the ones who really need it. And they typically are dealing with a very limited set of reports that the technical gurus have put together, particularly if somebody says, we have scripts that do X, Y, Z. They were only able to beg to get, you know, two or three of those reports done, and then they were told to go shut up and go back and do their job. And there are other views of the data that they could really use, but they don't have them. Those are the people you want to find to try to strengthen your value proposition.
And in some cases, that experienced security person is the one that's going to be retiring pretty soon, too. So there is the fear factor that, God, once this guy walks out the door, we're not going to be able to do anything because he did write a lot of scripts on his own.
Thanks
Carl.
You're welcome.
Do we have any other questions?
We do not have any further questions in the queue.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for taking the time this morning. And this is a hot topic for us. We sold a lot of ZSecure last year. We expect to sell a lot more this year. We have a lot of people to help you. So go out and make your calls this week when you uncover an opportunity and you need help beyond what your local folks can help you with. We have a lot of people out here that can help you. Just let me know.
And don't forget the Tim Film Tammy B on the mainframe as well, for System Z as well as for Linux on System Z, because that's beginning, especially the Linux on System Z is beginning to get a lot of popularity because people are combining workloads onto mainframe Linux, onto the Linux on System Z. So keep that in mind as well as your ZSecure.
Thanks, Glenda. Great presentation. Have a great week, everybody.
And that does conclude today's conference. Thank you for your attendance, and have a nice day.